Zakt the Mishnah weiter Masechtes Beya, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. In this Mishnah, the Tana will continue to explain some of the halachos of moving wood on Yom Tov. Zakt the Mishnah. Ein Neutlin Eitzen, you cannot take wood on Yom Tov, even if he wants to use it for fire fuel, to cook his food for Yom Tov. Min, from, the wood of Hasukkah. What type of sukkah are we talking about here? Are we talking about a sukkah on sukkahs? What about if he has a sukkah standing on Pesach or on Shavuos? Not l'shem mitzvah, obviously, but he likes to eat outside in the nice weather. Well, it makes no difference, explains the Bat Tanur. You can't take wood from a sukkah on Yom Tov because it's stiras oil. You're taking apart an oil. What about during Sukkot's taka? What if it's a sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah? So that for sure not, because you can't have hana from a sukkah shel mitzvah throughout Sukkot. The Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, even from a sukkah which is not a sukkah shel mitzvah. He just made it to have some nice shade outside in his backyard. You can't take the wood from it on Yom Tov, because it would constitute seiser, taking apart a binyan. So again, zok the Mishnah, ein neitlin eitzim in hasukkah, you cannot take wood from a sukkah, ela min hasamach la. You're allowed to take the wood that's nearby. Let's say you have some wood that's next to the wall of the sukkah, but it's not a chelik of the actual wall. That would not constitute taking apart a binyan. Now, the Gemara explains, you're allowed to take from wood that happens to be next to the wall of the sukkah. What about wood that's laying on the schach? That you can't take on Yom Tov, even though it's not a chelik of the schach. You see, when it comes to the walls are connected. They're physically connected. So if you have wood laying next to the wall that's not physically connected, so we know it's not part of the sukkah. On the other hand, the schach, that's just put on top. It's not physically connected. So if I have one layer of schach and another layer of schach, I can say, well, the top layer, that's not really part of the schach. What shows me that it's not really part of the schach? It's not connected. The bottom layer is also not connected. And therefore, this heter of taking from nearby will work only for the walls, not for the schach. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, m'vien eitzim min hasada, we may carry in wood from a field, min hamachunas, but only wood that has already been gathered. Min hakarfev, but from an enclosure, afilu min hamefuzer, we can carry in the wood even when it's scattered. I want to cook letzarech Yom Tov, which I'm allowed to. They didn't have gas ranges, you needed wood. I can pick up loose pieces of wood from the field, meaning there's no gate around, provided that I gather the wood before Yom Tov in one place. This shows us that my das, my intention was to use this wood, and it's not muksa. But if I didn't gather it in one place, but they're scattered about the field, it's usher to take this wood, it's considered muksa. On the other hand, from a karfef, an area that is surrounded by a fence, if you remember from Masechtas Erev, generally the term karfef was used when you have an area that's surrounded by a fence, but no one lives here. It's not made to live over there. It's like for a storage area. However, what the fence does accomplish is that I can take the wood, a filim and hamafuzer, even though they weren't gathered into one place before Yom Tov. If it's in an area that's surrounded by a fence, you can say it's not muksa. The Balabas was thinking about using this, even though it's scattered. Now, maybe you remember that one of the lamed tes melachis is ma'amer. Ma'amer means gathering things together on a field where whatever you're gathering grew on that field. Zak Taisvis, so it must be talking about where the wood didn't grow here. If not, there would be an Isser of Na'amir if it's scattered about. The Gemara tells us, explains about Tanura, that the halacha is not like our Mishnah. The halacha is that from a field you can't bring the wood at all, even if it's gathered in one place. And even from a karfif, even from an area that's surrounded by a fence, it can't be scattered. In other words, you need two things in your favor in order to be able to use the wood, that it's surrounded by a fence and it was gathered together before Yom Tov. Only then do we say it's not muksa. that the das of the balabas was on this to be able to use it. Now the Tana asks a shaila, Ezehu karfef. What is considered a karfef? Whether we learn like the Tana of our Mishnah, that in a karfef it could even be scattered, or even according to the other opinion, that in a karfef you can take the wood if it's gathered, but we have to know what a karfef is. Ezehu karfef? And for the Mishnah, kol she'samach le'ir, it has to be near the city. Divi, Rabbi Yehuda zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, this fenced-in area has to be within 70 amas and a fraction. That fraction means 4 tvachim, to the city. That's when we say the Balabas is thinking about it. He always knows in the back of his mind, oh, I can use that wood. But if it's further than that from the city, even though it's within the Tchum Shabbos, a person doesn't consider it, oh, accessible to him. And we don't say Daitei Aleim so that it shouldn't be Muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a Stam Karfef that has a lock on it. You can't enter it without a key. If it's a Karfef that has no lock, then even if it's next to the city, it doesn't count. You see, the Balabas has to know that the wood is secure. Only then was he relying on it. Only then do we say it's not Muktzah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two things. It has to be a karfef with a lock, and it has to be samach le'ir near the city. Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Yehuda. He says it doesn't have to be near the city. But kol she'nechnasin lo'i b'Pesachas, any karfef where the gate is locked, and you have to open it with a key, you can bring wood from there on Yom Tov. V'afilu b'toich tchum Shabbos. In other words, even if the karfef is so far away, it's mamash at the end of the tchum. Any further, it would be out of the tchum. So it's not near the city at all. But if it's locked, the person is thinking, well, I know it's there, it's locked, and it is within the tchum, I'm allowed to bring it. So in his mind, it's not muktzah. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it has no lock, it would have to be near the city. According to Rabbi Yossi, one of the two would be enough, either a lock or near the city. So quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that you can't take wood from a hut, from a sukkah. If it's a sukkah shel mitzvah, you can't because now it'll have a knot from the walls of the sukkah. But even if it's during another Yom Tov, it's during Shavuos, Pesach, he stam has it for shade outside in his backyard. You still can't take the wood from there because you're taking apart an oil. You could, however, take from wood that's next to the sukkah as long as it's not physically connected to the sukkah. Then we said, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, you can bring wood from a field, an open area without a gate, if it was gathered together from before Yom Tov. If it's a fenced-in area, you can bring it in even if it's scattered. That's the Tana of our Mishnah. The Bat Tanura told us that the Gemara says that the halacha is not like the Tana of our Mishnah. The halacha is you need two things in your favor. It has to be in a karfef, in an area that's surrounded by a gate, plus that it's not scattered, that it was gathered from before Yom Tov. If you don't have both, it's considered muktzah. And then we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what is considered a karfef. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two things in your favor. It has to be near the city, and it also has to have a lock. According to Rabbi Yossi, as we explained the Mishnah, either one will do. Either it's near the city, or it has a lock. If you have one of the two, we say it's the das of the balabas that he's going to use this, and the mela, it's not considered muktzah.